Okay, Shalom Rabosai, today's daf is Erev and daf Samach Hey. We are on the bottom of Samach Dalet and Mabez. We've been talking on a tangent about different aspects of drunkenness and not poskening when you're drunk and not davening when you're drunk. So Amar, in the middle over here, Amar of Sheshes, Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Yochol Ani Liftors Kol Olam Kulo Min Hadin Miyom Shecharev Beis Hamikdash Vad Achshav. So it says, again, I started on the last line of Samach Dalet and Mabez. Rav Sheshes says, I can be Malamed Tzchus on all the entire world, on all the Jews, right? From the day that Beis HaMikdash was destroyed up until now, I can be Malamed Tzchus. And now Rav Pasuk says, Lachain Shimina Zos Aniya Veshichras Velo Miyayin. The people are poor and they're drunk but not from wine, meaning they're so bothered and so upset and their mind is not settled because of the Galus. So they should not be punished for their averos. Of course, says one second, Mesfe, hold on, ask you a question. Shikor, if someone is drunk, so mekach mimkaro, mimkar, mekcho mekach, mimkaro mimkar, avar avera shesh mamisa mamisanoso, malkus malkanoso. A person who is drunk, his sale is a good sale, his purchase is a good purchase. Right? If he doesn't have Avera, that is Chayav Misa, he gets Misa. If it's Chayav Malkus, he gets Malkus. Kill lo shodavar. On the bottom line, Hare hu kibikech l'chol devarav. Right? He's a healthy person across the board. What are you talking about? Ella rather, shepater min tefila. The only thing a drunk person is, he's pater from tefila, because it's not appropriate, as we saw yesterday. So Gemara says, fine, ene chenami. So Rav Sheshes can't be Malam Tzchus on the entire world for their averos necessarily, but Maya Cholin Liftor Deka Amar. What does he mean? I could say everybody was Potter. Nami Midin Tefila. Right? He's talking about Tefila. Right? I could say that anybody who messed up or missed a Tefila, whatever, I can say because you know their mind is not at ease. They're all worried about all these different things. Amar Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina said Lo Shna El Shalom Higil Shcharusa Shalot. And all this is true if a person is not as drunk as Lot, Amal Higiel, Shechruzo Shalot, but if you get drunk enough to Rachman Al-Tzlan sleep with your daughters, so then Pater Mekulam, then that's a level that will pater you from everything. And your sale is not a sale, your purchase is not a purchase, etc., etc., etc. All right. Our Rabbi Chanina says, Kol HaMafik Magin. And we're going to have a bunch of words over here that don't really mean what they mean, they're more allegorical than anything. And we're going to have a pasuk that is interpreted in two different ways. It seems really to be the same way, and then we'll have a difference between the two of them. So either way, so Rabbi Chanina says like this: Kol HaMafik Magin. Someone who's mafik, and the language that he's saying over here is that he skips over. Someone who skips over magin. Magin literally means a shield, but here it's referring to davening. Someone who skips davening. Bishas gaiva, at a time when he is. Now gaiva means arrogance, but gaiva over here is referring to drunkenness. If someone who skips over davening when he's drunk, sogrin vechosmin tsaros ba'ado, they kind of seal up tsaros that would have otherwise come to him. Meaning it's a positive thing to not daven when you're drunk. Shneimar Zbazik says gava afike maginim sagor chosem tsar. Okay, my mashmat hai afik lishna davurihu. Where does Rabbi Chanina get that the word afike, that the word apik refers to someone who skips over? Tichtiv, because the pasuk achay bigdo kamol nachal kafik zecholim necholim yavoru, right? Just like a river passes by. Okay, fine. Rabbi Yochanan says kol she'eno mefik itmar. Rabbi Yochanan says anyone who doesn't daven, right? Mefik to say over. Meaning Rabbi Yochanan says, yeah, you shouldn't daven when you're drunk. But the mashmos of the pasuk is anybody who doesn't say. Meaning that mafik doesn't refer to skipping, it means refers to saying or saying out loud. So anybody who doesn't say a tefillah is talking about someone who doesn't say a tefillah. My mashma dai mafik lishna degalayhu. Where do you get it from that the word mafik means to legalot, to reveal, to express, to say over? Dechtiv, the pasuk says vayiru afike mayim vayigalu mosdos tevel. Okay, so either way, michti, let's see. Kroy mashma bein lamar lebein lamar, right? Both of them agree that a person should not drink daven when he's drunk. So my benayim, what's the difference? Whether you say it as someone should skip over davening, or he shouldn't say it out loud, shouldn't say davening, shouldn't express davening, shouldn't reveal davening, By Benayu, what's the difference? So you could Benayu, the difference is Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes, Masar Shinte L'Shame. Rav Sheshes, when he was drunk, he gave, literally means he gave his sleep over to his servants, but basically he meant set an alarm clock. He said, wake me up. So should you, when a person is drunk and he's sleeping, is it appropriate to get up for Zman Tefillah? So that would be the nafkamina between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina. Mar isle de Rav Sheshes, mar lasle de Rav Sheshes. According to Rabbi Chanina, so you should skip over davening, so there's no reason to get up when a person is falling asleep because he's drunk. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, right, you shouldn't say over davening when he's drunk, but if he's gotten to sleep a little bit and the wine is worn off on a little bit, so then it's appropriate to get up, to get woken up. All right. Fine. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Ashi, Amar Rab. Kol she'en daitum yoshevus alav. If a person's mind is not settled, al yispalal. You shouldn't daven. Rishim she'namar batzar al yoreh. So the pasuk says, batzar, someone who's in tzoras, al yoreh, shouldn't pasken. Side note, Rashi says over here, badakti, I checked, ve'eno b'chol haksuvim. And this pasuk does not exist in Tanakh. He says maybe it's from a sefer of Ben Sira. Ben Sira was a Jew around the time of Hanukkah who wrote some stuff that wasn't canonized for whatever reason. Could be that because he was a Hellenist. Could be because it just didn't make it. But either way, that pasuk does not exist. But either way, okay, fine. Mishum Shenemar. Pasuk says, or the saying goes, is probably a better translation. Like the saying goes, if you're in trouble, don't paskin. Okay, don't paskin, don't daven. Similar idea. Rabbi Chanina b'yoma derotach lo matzli. Rabbi Chanina, on the day that there was rotach, literally means it was super hot. But I think if it's referring to over here, I'm not sure. No, sorry. Resicha, Resh Tav Chet in Aramaic means he got angry. So any day that Rabbi Chanina got angry, so he wouldn't daven. The Amar, he said, again, I quoted this saying, Batsar Al Yorexiv, because it says if someone who's angry, someone who's upset, in trouble, he shouldn't paskin. So too, he shouldn't daven as well. Okay. Mar Ukva b'yom and the Shusa lo hava nafik lebedina. Mar Ukva wouldn't come when there was a Shusa. Shusa Rashi says over here ruach dromis, a southern wind. Apparently that would that was dangerous. There was a storm. I don't know. Whatever. He wouldn't come to Beis Din because again he would be worried about the wind. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Hilchasa boi tzlusa kiyoma daastana. And the halacha is that a person needs clarity, meaning has to be able to daven in a mindset just like on the day when there's a north wind. The north wind was obviously is the contrast. The southern wind is a day when it was clear and it's beautiful out. In general, we say that a person needs to be able to focus, but nowadays the halacha, unfortunately, we do not have the ability to totally 100% focus our minds on davening anyway. So, for example, halacha that comes out of that is that usually, right, again, what do we say that the minimal kavana a person needs to have? We said already said in brachos, is that a person needs to have minimal kavana for the first bracha in Shemona Esrei. And in general, we would have said that if you don't have kavana for the first bracha, you should go back and you should repeat it. But if I'm not mistaken, the Shabruah already paskins that nowadays no one is able to have full kavana, and we don't trust someone to go back and have kavana again because we're so worried and not focused during davening. So we don't want to have bracha lebatalas all over the place, shem shemayim lebatala. So we don't actually paskan lahalacha lemaisa that a person should go back if he didn't have kavana in the first bracha. But okay, either way, a person is supposed to daven when he has a clear mind, even though that's not necessarily shaykh nowadays. Obviously, it's better to davening it, right? To become relaxed, come a few minutes early, right? To get yourself in a proper state to daven. But again, it's right hard for us nowadays to daven, to concentrate. Amar Abai, certainly with all the the distractions we have nowadays. Amar Abai said, "Yamrili aim kriv kusna kutcha lo tanai." Right? If my mother had said to give me some sort of kutach, which is some sort of job, meaning some sort of some simple chore at home, I wouldn't be able to learn. Right? He'd be focused on doing the mitzvah kiravim. Amarava I kratzdan kina. If I had some sort of lice on me, so lo tanai, I wouldn't be able to learn. Marbre the ravina avdale ime zayin money le zayin yome. And the mother of Mar Breder Ravina would have one extra. Nowadays we laugh when we hear this, right? Obviously, but back in the day this was not so common, that he would have one pair of clothes for each day, meaning he had seven pairs of clothes for 7 days to prevent lice, right? To make sure he wouldn't have lice and wouldn't be distracted from his learning. Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says lo ivri laila el l'shinsa. Now we're going to have a couple of machlokas. When's the best time to learn? So Rav Yehuda said that at night, right? The night was dafka for shinsa, for sleeping. Right, for the nights for sleeping. Tosa says over here, he's referring to when the nights are short, that in the summer. So it's better to sleep because you don't have so much time. So Rav Shimon Lakish, Rav Shimon Lakish says that no, the light of the moon is for learning, is for Torah learning. So right, again, the Rambam already is famous for saying that a person should learn at night. That's when his person's mind is clearest. Right, okay, different people have different strengths, but I'm not sure when. Different people. Some people prefer early in the morning. Some people prefer late at night. Okay, whatever it is. Amar Lei Rabbi Zeira Mechadon Shmeitzech. Rabbi Zeira said, "Oh, that's a good pshat. I like that. It literally means Mechaded is sharp, but you're that Shmeitzah, that idea is sharp. Is a good point. Amar Lehu the Yamamaninu, and he said, "Oh, that's from meaning from learning during the daytime." During the daytime, it was Rabbi Zeira wanted to learn. His study was done during the day, and that was better. So Amar Lei Barti, the Rav Chista's daughter said to him, "Lo boy, Mar Minam Purta." He said, "Don't you ever need to sleep? You look exhausted." So Amar Lo, she said to him. He said to her, "Hashta Asu Yomi Daricha Vekitine Veninom Tova." So it was a little bit morbid, but he said, "I'll sleep when I'm dead. Right? I'll sleep when I'm in the grave. Right, right now I have to put in the effort, put in the work. I hope we really be able to." The phrase actually says that it literally means that the days will be long and the sleep will be short, meaning I won't be able to sleep enough even. Because when a person is not allowed to learn, not able to learn when he's already nifter. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Anan Poale di Yamama Anan. I said, we are daytime workers, meaning we learn Torah during the day. Rav Acha bar Yaakov, Yosef Uparan, and Rav Acha bar Yaakov would repay any hours if he had to go learn in the middle, go do some sort of business during the middle of Seder, so he would pay his hours later. He would make it up, for example. I mean, if he had to go work between, I don't know, 9 to 5, I guess it's not a good example, but let's say he had a Seder that was 9 to 12 and he had to go out an hour early for, I don't know, study for a test, whatever it was, so he would make up that hour later. Okay. Amar Rilazar, Habam and Haderech, Adi's Pal Shlosh Yomim. If someone comes from a trip, shouldn't daven for 3 days. Right? Can you imagine? Right? Again, I mean, at least for me, when I take a trip to Chutz La'aretz, it takes me at least 3 days to get coordinated with the time schedule, etc. So I do understand this memra from that point of view. But obviously, we try and daven as much as we can. Shneva, the pasuk says, "Vakabatim el anar haba el achva." I stay there for 3 days, etc., etc. Okay. Avua the Shmuel ki asa ba'orcha lo matzli tlasayome. And sure enough, Shmuel's father, when he came in a caravan, he wouldn't daven for 3 days. Shmuel lo matzli the besa the isbe shichra. Shmuel wouldn't daven in a house that had beer. Rashi says over here because the smell was so good. Apparently he loved beer. Rav Papa lo matzli the besa the isbe harsana. And Rav Papa would not daven in a house that had fried fish. Apparently, that was enough to distract him. Amar Rabbi Chanina kolam hamitpata b'yeno yesh bo midas kono. Someone who can what's it called? Mitpata b'yeno. Someone who is the fator literally means to seduce, but it doesn't mean that. It means who is can be. What's the word in English? Right. Rashi says, "Misfaisen oso al davar." I forget the word in English. I'm blanking over here. Misratzer kashatov libo bayayin. A person who is appeased. That's the word. Someone who is appeased. Someone who can be appeased when he's drinking. Drinking enables him to overlook, to be appeased by some sort of, right, if some sort of avera was done to him or somebody did wrong to him or whatever. But he can drink a little bit and calm down and relax and forgive that person. So Yesh Bo Midas Kono, that's one of the midos of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar vayareach Hashem es reach hanichoach. Kosh Baruch Hu smelled the ketores or smelled the korban, whatever it was. And then right, that pasuk dafka is talking about Noach, right, which you're going to read next week, not this week, but next week. So right, and that's the same idea. I mean, that the person can kind of use something physical to kind of calm himself down. Kivi yachol, obviously, Kosh Baruch Hu doesn't need to do that, but that's like a similar idea. Amar Bechira says, "Kol misyashiv b'yeno." Anybody whose mind calms down and sits down and settles down after drinking, yesh bo das shivim zakenim. He has the das of the 70 judges, as the Gemara now proves, right? Yayin nitan b'shivim mosios. Yayin is 70, right, in gematria. Vesod and secret is nitan b'shivim mosios, is also 70. Nechnas yayin yitzas sod, right? The famous Gemara, famous phrase: wine goes in, secrets go out, right, and that's you can get the secrets. You can understand right, what the Sanhedrin is going through. I mean, he's trying to focus himself and trying to make sure that he's thinking clearly. So that's like the same midah of the Sanhedrin. They were able to think clearly and maybe even internalize some sort of secrets and understand the secrets that they were trying to figure out, right, in the court case, etc., etc. Rabbi Chanan says, "Lo nivra yayin ela nachem avelim." Yayin was created to help people who are avelim, rachman al-Islam, right, and onen, the person who died, if a relative dies on that day, so an onen is also in basim b'yayin, the relative is not allowed to eat meat or drink wine, but an avel is allowed to drink wine. So you see here, it's important for him to relax a little bit, to be able to, you know, have a nechama of some sort. And it's also to give schar to the rishayim. Right, what do the rishayim do? They go to the bars, they drink all day, they enjoy themselves. Right, that's okay. That's their schar in this world. Shnat was pasuk says tnu shechar, not schar. I think this is shechar, if I'm not mistaken. Right, beer or something that intoxicates. La oved for someone who is lost. Right, okay, fine. Amar bichanim bar papa kol she'en yayin nishbach basoch beso kamayim. Anybody whose house is not, anybody who does not have wine flowing like water in their house, ain't a b'chol bracha, is not technically blessed. Right, I mean, as Rashi says over here, what do you mean it's not blessed? If you don't have a ton of wine, let's say you don't like wine. So Rashi says, right, apparently everybody liked wine back in the day. Lo higil sof bracha gemura. He hasn't had the complete bracha. Right, if he doesn't have wine flowing like water, okay. Fashinama is a pasuk says, "Uveirach es lachmecha vesmeimecha." I will bless your bread and your water. Ma'alechav shenitan because of meiser, just like bread can be bought with meiser sheni, right? If you redeem meiser sheni produce outside Yerushalayim, bring the money to Yerushalayim and then buy food, so you have to buy food. So lechem, food, bread is one of those foods. Af mayim shenikaf bekesef u'mayim. So too, the pasuk must be referring to water, which can also be bought with meiser money. Water technically does not count as stuff that you can buy with meiser money, but what kind of liquid can you buy with meiser money? Umainihu, what is that? That's yayin, that's wine. And you see that the wine is called water. And if it's poured like water in the house, that's a bracha. But if not, then you haven't actually reached that ultimate level of bracha. Again, famous Gemara, the true character of a person can really be seen and recognized through three things: kiso, bikoso, bikiso, ubikaso. The way he acts with his cup, i.e. his cup of wine, bikiso, the way he acts with his wallet, ubikaso, and how angry he gets. Some people add, af bisacho, even when a person laughs, meaning if how much does a person lose himself in levity and lightheartedness, you can also tell the true character of a person. Okay, that was a kind of a fun digression. Back to Hilchos Erevin. Now, we had said, right again, that a goy, we had a machlokas, whether a goy will mess up a chatzer where one Jew lives or only two Jews. And again, we said this whole decree that we don't want to have Jews living with goyim, so therefore the goy will mess up the Erev unless, you know, the Jews rent his property or his rishus to the Erev from the goy. So we had talked about different kind of discussions, and now the Gemara has some sort of construct over here What about the following case? Amar Rabbi Yehuda Marav. Yisrael v'nachrish b'pnimis v'yisrael b'chitzona. Let's say you have two chatzeros, one behind another. Again, and the only way you can get from chatzer A into the Rishus HaRabim is to go through chatzer B. Right, so in chatzer A, which is the inside chatzer, right? That's pnimis, the inside. So now you have a Jew and a guy, and then you have another Jew, a single house, another Jew in chatzer B. And right again, and the Rishus HaRabim is outside chatzer B. So what's the deal? By myself, the Fnei Rebbe ve'aser, the Fnei Rebbe Chia ve'aser. So apparently, Rebbe and Rebbe Chia asered, meaning the Jew in the chatzar on the outside was not allowed to use his own chatzar unless he went to be socher or to rent the rights to the chatzar from the guy who was not in his chatzar. He was in chatzar A, but even the Jew in chatzar B was not allowed to use it. He had to go rent it out. So the Gemara says, Yosef Rav of Rav Yosef v'shildi pirkei de Rav Sheshes. So Rav of Rav Yosef, we're listening to Rav Sheshes shir. Yosef Rav Sheshes kamar. Rav Sheshes said, come on, Amra Rav the Shmaitse. Who is Rav holding like? When he said that it's Aser. So the Gemara says, Kerkish Rav Reshe. It's Kerabi Meir. He held a Kerabi Meir. The Gemara says, Kerkish Rav Reshe. Rav nodded in agreement. He's holding like Rabbi Meir. Again, what did Rabbi Meir say? Right? He says that the Chatzar is Aser even if one Jew lives in the Chatzar. And so it must be that he's holding like Rabbi Meir. Meaning because those Jews are in separate chatzeros. Okay, so Karkish Rabba Reshe Rabba agreed. Rav Yosef said, what are you talking about? Trey Gavri Rav Vikir Rabbanan Litu Bahai Milsa. Could these two great Rabbanim, Rav Sheshes and Rabba, make such a mistake? Ikrabi Meir, Lama Lili Shoba Chotzona. Wait, if you're telling me that we're talking about the case of Rabbi Meir, so what do you need to give me a case of a Jew living in Chatzar B? Just give me the case of a Jew and a guy in Chatzar A. But you don't need a second Jew. If you'll tell me, well, that was the Maisa, that was the story, that's just how it happened. So, boy, my name is Rav, but they asked Rav, right, Pnimi bim komo mahu, what about the Jew in the inner chatzar, in chatzar A, v'amala mutter, and they said that it's mutter for the Jew to carry in his chatzar. That's not Rabbi Meir, Shita. Rabbi Meir would say that it's aser for that Jew to carry, right, because even one Jew will aser, the goy will aser a chatzar, even if he shares with one Jew. So the Gemara says, well, if it's not like Rabbi Meir, who's it like? Fela Mike, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. What's it like? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? Hamra Achi Yushnei Yisraelim Osrim Zebaza. Right? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says you need to have two Jews in the Chatzar. So that doesn't work. This case is you have one Jew in a Goy and another Jew in another Chatzar. So that's not, he wouldn't say it's Osir at all. So Ella must be rather Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara says. The Amar Regal of Muteris bim Komo, Seres Shalom Komo. And Rabbi Akiva has a phrase, has a concept, that for whatever reason, a Jew is allowed to carry in his chatzer, but he's going to mess up the chatzer for someone else. Meaning, the Jew in chatzer B, right, which leads into the Rishus HaRabim, is allowed to use his own chatzer, but he's going to mess up the permissibility of chatzer A, of the Jew in chatzer A. Right, even though that's not his own shita, his own area. So if it's Rabbi Akiva, if you're talking about the Rabbi Akiva that the Jew in Chatzar B is going to mess up the Jew in Chatzar A, so that doesn't work either because lamali nachri. Then you don't even need to mention the guy. Fili Yisrael nami. Right. So too. It's the other way around. I'm sorry. So too, the Jew in Chatzar A will mess up the Jew's rishus in Chatzar B to carry in his Chatzar. Because again, as we pointed out before, that if the Jew is living on an inside of a chatzar, again, he's going to mess up. If you don't have an eruv, right, he's going to mess up the outer chatzar's usage. So Amar Rav Huda, Breder of Yeshua, La'olam Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Rabbi Akiva. Really, it's like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov or Rabbi Akiva. What's the case over here? What about the two problems we just had? Kigon she eruv. No, the case is there's an eruv. I mean, the Jews in chatzar A and chatzar, the Jew in chatzar A and Jew in chatzar B made it an Erev. And now, the time of Dika Nachri, the Aser. Now, the only reason to be Aser is because you have a guy. Right? That's going to mess it up. Right? I mean, the guy is going to mess up the Erev. It's just like there was two Jews and one guy in one Chatzar, because you made an Erev to combine the two. Avalaka Nachri, lo Aser. If you don't have a guy, then it's not going to be Aser, because they made an Erev. And that's exactly That's exactly the case that we were just discussing. Okay, by Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar, right, okay, different gear says Mistama, that's Rabbi Elazar. But okay, fine. Because again, it says usually Rav Tana Upalik, but he doesn't argue on Rabbi Elazar, right? Usually Rabbi Elazar was alive during Rav's time. So Rabbi Elazar asked Rav, what about the opposite case? Let's say there's a Jew in Chatzar A and a Jew and a guy in Chatzar B. So the Gemara says, meaning he explains his question. Meaning, why was it usher over there in the first case? Right, is that because it's common? I mean, it makes sense. The mirsas nachri, and the guy is going to be afraid to kill the Jew because sabar hash to the asi yisrael v'amr li yisrael da'ach da'ach da'ach. Right, because what's going to happen? The Jew is going to come, the other Jew in the other chatzar is going to be like, well, where's that other Jew? Right, meaning if you have a Jew and a guy in chatzar A and a Jew in chatzar B, so where's the guy going to run? Right, the only way to get out of his chatzar is through chatzar B, and that's where a Jew lives. So if he kills the chatzar, the Jew lives with him in chatzar A, he's going to have nowhere to run, and the Jew in chatzar B is going to come and ask, where's that Jew? What happened to him, etc. Right, so maybe that's the reason why it's aser avalacha. But here, in the case where the guy is in the outer chatzar, right, chatzar B, I mean, alei nafig azalei. You could just say, right, he's not going to be afraid of the Jew in chatzar A, because you could just say, oh, the other guy, he just left, right? He just left, right? And the Jew in chatzar A will have no idea if the Jew in chatzar B left, because the Jew in chatzar B can get to the shusar abim without passing by the Jew in chatzar A's house. So maybe that's the reason. So therefore, it would not be aser. Because it's very odd, meaning because a Jew would never live in that arrangement because it'd be dangerous for him. Odelma, or maybe Hachanami Mirtas, maybe over here also, the goy will also be afraid to kill the Jew in Chatzar B, because the Savar Hashta Asa Yisrael V'Chazili, because you can see at any time the Jew from Chatzar A is going to walk through Chatzar B, and you can see what's going on in the windows and the Chatzar, etc. So Malay Rav said back to him, Tain L'Chacham V'Yach came Od. Right, give a chokma to someone who's smart, and he'll get even smarter. Right, meaning, it's the same case. Okay. Reish Lakish v'Tamid, just a little bit further. Reish Lakish v'Tamid, Rabbi Chanina, Iklulu Pundak. Reish Lakish and Tamid, Rabbi Chanina's Tamid, then went to some sort of hotel, or whatever. Lo hayva socher, lo hayva masker. And there was a guy there as well in that chatzer, but he was renter. Right, and he wasn't around. The guy who was renting the house in the chatzar was not around, but his landlord was around. So what do you do with that? So Amru Ma'u Lemegar Mine. Are you allowed to make the Eruv, meaning take, you know, we rent the space, we soak the space from the balabas, from the balabais, from the landlord? So the Gemara says, if the landlord is not able to kick the tenant out, meaning they have a contract that is ironclad, they can't kick him out and acquire the property, meaning and become the person who's living there. So lo tibay the chadolo igar agrina. Right? For sure, there's no way that doesn't work out, right? Because he doesn't have any control of the house, right? The other guy is completely in control. Kitibay. So the question simply is, if the landlord is allowed to kick him out, you know, and that's the contract they have, my, so what's the din? Kevin demasi misaklei agrina, odoma hashtamia lokas halosalke. Is just the ability for the landlord to kick out the guy living there, is that enough to say that, oh, we can now rent the space from you? Or maybe, since he hasn't kicked him out yet, so he has no shaykhis in this case whatsoever. So I'm a land rish lokesh, niskor. He said, well, I have an idea. Why don't we just do it? Why don't we rent this space from him? Apparently they were traveling, and when we got back to the base medrash down in the south, down in the Negev, so then we'll ask. So also shaylu to Rabbi Avas. So they asked Rabbi Avas, and Rabbi Lahem, he said to them, yafesitem shesachartem, right? You said what you did was correct, meaning that you could have done it. It would have helped, meaning the tenant wasn't around, so Lamaisa probably didn't affect the Arab whatsoever. They were probably worried that he would come back. Right? That was probably what the pshat was. But he said that very good. It was good that you were able to be a socher from the landlord, and that would have helped you out. Okay, Shkoyach Gadol Rabbosei. We'll stop here, and we'll go back to the Halakha Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.